ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences on our behalf. We would like to extend them to our esteemed and honorable audience, because as you know, today is the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. And as you know, today is the day when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred and brutally murdered, along with some of his choicest companions and some of his closest family members on the plains of Karbala, because they resisted and they opposed the tyrannical rule and policies of the tyrant of their time. So again, on our behalf, please accept our condolences today. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is kind of tied up with the event that occurred today. And that is this: what are the conditions and qualifications of the true and just and rightful leader or imam? Because as you know, this was the point of contention of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He opposed the leader of his time, and he said, "I do not believe that he is qualified for rule." So the question again we want to ask today is this: what are these qualifications then? Fortunately, we have allusions to some of these qualifications in a lot of hadith and in the Holy Quran as well. We can take inspiration from them and kind of figure out what these, what these characteristics and features are. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: "And amongst them we appointed imams, who guide the people by our command, when they had been patient and had conviction in our signs." Right, which alludes to two basic qualifications of an imam. First of all, it alludes to his function, in that he should guide the people. Secondly, it alludes to two characteristics which are necessary for a person to perform this function. First of all, he should have patience, and he should have conviction and certainty in the signs of God. In elaboration of these two characteristics, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrating as having said, "You certainly know that he who is in charge of the honor, the lives, the booty," meaning the enforcement of the commandments and the leadership of the Muslims, "must not be a miser, as he would avidly crave their wealth, nor an ignorant man, as he would mislead them with his ignorance, nor crude in his manner, for he would estrange them with his crudeness, nor one who deals unjustly with the distribution and the distributing of wealth, thus preferring one group over another, nor one to accept bribes in his ruling, lest he forfeit people's rights and pass judgments without them," meaning without observing their rights, "nor one to suspend recommended practices whereby he would ruin the community." Right? See, there are some of the characteristics mentioned by Imam Ali alayhi salam for the just and the rightful ruler. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the qualifications and conditions of the rightful ruler and imam in the light of the Quran and the hadith. Again, we would like to offer our condolences to you on the day of Ashura. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.